Welcome to The Fathers Speak, a production of the Orthodox West. Each day, Father John Finton reads a selection fitted to the Western liturgical calendar from one of the Fathers of the Church.
On this, the Queen of Feasts, the feast of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, let us listen to a portion of a homily by our Father among the Saints, Peter Chrysologus. Evening, the mother of night, gives birth to daylight. It changes the customary order while it acknowledges its creator. It displays a new symbolic mystery. It is eager to serve its creator rather than the march of time. Late in the night of the Sabbath, the Gospel says, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the sepulchre. Earlier, a woman hastened to sin. Now, later on, a woman hastens to repentance. In the morning, a woman knew that she had corrupted Adam. In the evening, a woman seeks Christ. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the sepulchre. A woman had drawn a beginning of perfidy out of paradise. Now a woman hastens to draw faith from the sepulchre. She who had snatched death out of life now hurries to get life out of death. Mary came. This is the name of Christ's mother. Therefore, the one who hastened was a mother in name. She came as a woman, that a woman, who had become the mother of those who die, might become the mother of the living, and fulfillment might be had of the scriptural statement about her, that is, the mother of all the living. Mary came, and also the other Mary. Scripture does not say they came, but she came. Two women of one name came through a symbolic mystery, not through chance. Mary came, and also the other Mary. She came, but another two. Another came, but the first two, so that women might be changed in life, not in name, in virtue, but not in sex. A woman had been an intermediary of the fall and ruin, and a woman was to be the one to announce the resurrection. Mary came to see the sepulchre. The sight of the tree had deceived her. The sight of the sepulchre was to restore her. A guileful glance had laid her low. A saving glance was to raise her up again. And behold, the Gospel continues, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven. The earth trembled, not because an angel came down from heaven, but because its ruler ascended from hell. And behold, there was a great earthquake. The heart of the earth is stirred. The depths of the earth leap up. The earth trembles. The huge mountains quiver. The foundations of the earth are battered. Hell is caught and set in its place. Death gets judged. Death, which rushing mightily against guilty man, runs into its judge. Death, which after long domination over its slaves, rose up again against its master. Death, which waxed fierce against men, but encountered God. Rightly, therefore, did the rule of hell perish, and its laws get blotted out. The power of death was taken away, and in penalty for its rashness in attempting to harm its judge, death brought the dead back to life. Thereupon bodies were yielded up. The man was put back together, and his life was restored, and now everything holds together through forgiveness, because the condemnation has passed over unto the author of life. Behold, there was a great earthquake. Indeed, there was a great earthquake. Oh, if at that other time even some light whirlwind had blown down that death-bearing tree! Oh, if some smoke-like cloud had darkened that woman's vision! Oh, if a dark cloud had enveloped the beauty of that deathly fruit! Oh, if the hand had trembled upon touching the forbidden fruit! Oh, if unholy night had darkened the day of sin, and taken away the sorrows of the world, the multiplying deaths, and the insult to the Creator! However, allurements always promote vices, and sweet things further sins, but austere and manly pursuits conduce to virtues. for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven. Through the resurrection of Christ and the defeat of death, men once more entered into relationship with heaven. Moreover, woman, who had entered into a deadly plan with the devil, now enjoyed a life-giving conversation with the angel. For an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and rolled back the stone. Scripture did not say rolled, but rolled back the stone. When rolled forward, it was proof of his death. When rolled back, it was a proof of his resurrection. Blessed is the stone which could both conceal Christ and reveal him. Blessed that stone which opens hearts to no less than the sepulchre. Blessed is the stone which produces faith in the resurrection and a resurrection of faith, which is a proof that God's body has risen. Here the order of things is changed. Here the sepulchre swallows death, not a dead man. The abode of death becomes a life-giving dwelling. A new kind of womb conceives one who is dead and brings him forth alive. For an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and drawing near, rolled back the stone and sat upon it. An angel does not grow weary. But then why did he sit? He was sitting as a doctor of faith and a teacher of the resurrection. He was sitting upon a rock, that its very solidity might impart firmness to those who believe. The angel was placing the foundations of faith upon the rock on which Christ was going to build his church, as he said, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church."